Listen up, athletes. At Third Coast Training, we don't view sports massage as just a spa day or a relaxation treatment. It is a scientifically validated performance and recovery tool that belongs in your race day arsenal. The research backs this up completely. We're talking about a therapy that significantly enhances your athletic outcomes by improving flexibility, increasing muscle strength and power, optimizing your movement efficiency, and accelerating recovery while actively lowering your injury risk. The history proves it. Between 1987 and 1998, massage therapies accounted for a massive 45% of all medical interventions at major sporting events, underscoring its established, non-negotiable role in competitive athletics. When we break down the physiology, the therapy delivers measurable, undeniable benefits to your body. Just look at the mechanics. Regular sessions improve joint range of motion by 7 to 15%, and those gains can last up to 5 days, keeping your swim stroke long, your cycling power smooth, and your running cadence efficient. Post-exercise timing is where the magic happens. Immediate massage accelerates peak torque recovery by a staggering 129% compared to no treatment. And even if you delay it by 48 hours, you still see an 82% improvement. It's also your best defense against the burn. Massage reduces delayed onset muscle soreness by 13%, with 80% of athletes reporting noticeable pain relief, keeping you ready for the next hard session. Furthermore, it cuts overall recovery time by up to 30% and decreases inflammatory cell infiltration in muscle tissue by over 53% when applied immediately after intense activity. But listen closely, because timing and customization are critical for maximizing these results. For pre-race prep, your massage should occur 1 to 2 days before competition. We want light, quick strokes to prime the muscles without causing any fatigue. And a hard rule, deep tissue work must be avoided within 48 hours of an event. You do not want to bruise or fatigue those muscles right before the start line. Post-race, light recovery massage is safe within 1 to 2 hours. But that deeper therapeutic work should wait 48 to 72 hours to allow your body to undergo initial physiological stabilization. How often should you book these sessions? Frequency must align with your training demands. Serious athletes typically benefit from bi-weekly sessions, recreational athletes from monthly treatments, and if you're in a high-intensity training block, you may require 2 to 3 sessions weekly. Remember, consistency consistently outperforms sporadic, intensive treatments. We also need to apply sport-specific strategies to yield the best outcomes. While strength and team sport athletes demonstrate significantly greater performance gains from deep tissue massage, with team athletes showing an average 11.6% higher improvement, our endurance athletes have a different focus. Exactly. We endurance athletes benefit most from techniques targeting circulation and fatigue reduction in the lower body. We need to keep that blood flowing through the legs to clear lactate and reduce fatigue. Meanwhile, strength and power athletes require focused myofascial release and trigger point therapy to restore muscle fiber alignment and enhance explosive capacity. To make sure this is working for you, tracking progress is essential to validate the investment. You should combine objective measurements, such as goniometric flexibility tests, sit-hand reach assessments, and manual muscle testing, with your own subjective soreness and recovery ratings. This dual approach captures both the physiological changes and the psychological benefits, including reduced anxiety and improved sleep, which directly impact your race day readiness. Ultimately, sports massage is a strategic component of your athletic development. By aligning session timing, frequency, and techniques with specific training cycles and sport demands, you can unlock measurable gains in flexibility, strength, and recovery speed. Consistent, well-timed massage therapy reduces injury risk, sustains training quality, and provides a competitive edge that translates directly to faster race times and longer athletic careers. Let's get to work.